really for us, I think the Senior Bowl gives us an opportunity to look at these guys in a situation where they really get to go against top competition. You watch regular game tape, and the players may be playing against a player that is not of his, you know, capable skill set and caliber of a player. So this is the first time you really get to see them get challenged down in and down out, play in and play out from that perspective. So it's good to watch these guys work in that type of environment.
Now, how does this change from your position where you were here last year? Now that you're the general manager, how do you look at this differently, if at all?
I don't. I think the process is still the same. For us, it's evaluating the guy's level of competitiveness, evaluating his ability to take the next steps. Truly, this is the first time you get a chance to watch a guy practice, watch him perform his craft, and then turn around and interview him and talk to him that night. So you could ask questions about, you know, hey, what happened on that second play? What happened here? And when you see, you know, guys that actually understand, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is truly a job interview, that a lot of these guys take it seriously. There's some guys the other night taking notes and really kind of being interactive with the process of trying to learn as much as they can, and I think those are good things to see.
And last year, you had some success with guys that were at the Senior Bowl, Joe Platonio, Chris Kirksey, Pierre Desir. Can you reflect on maybe what you saw from them first here and how they kind of got to the point where you guys were ready to draft them?
I think it's the same principles. For us, we want to work through finding guys that we think can be Browns and then play with that, with all those articulations to play like a Brown. So those guys that come out here and they are passionate, they are competitive, they're relentless, they're accountable. All of those pieces to the puzzle is what we're looking for, and they're easily demonstrated in their day-to-day work out here on the field.
When after a practice, what do you guys go do afterward? Do you share notes, or how does that process work?
A lot of times, that's a big part of it is the sharing of notes. You generally break up the position groups, and then so for example, today I was on O-line, D-line, and then we'll have a little committee meeting. And we'll talk about the linebackers, running backs, tight ends. So we section them off, and then there's other guys that had the skill guys, the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, the DBs. And so then we'll exchange notes, and we'll watch tape, and we'll go back and we'll review guys that had good days, guys that we thought were they came out and demonstrated that they were worthy of our attention. And again, one good day, one bad day doesn't make it, but it definitely gives us a chance to pause and kind of recalculate where we're at.